Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E Tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Testimony went into the wee hours last night, and the two guards who were supposed to watch Jeffrey Epstein in his jail cell were indicted yesterday. Check your cottage cheese. It could be recalled. Republicans sounded a celebratory note as House Democrats' impeachment inquiry wrapped up another day of public hearings Tuesday evening, saying the day's witnesses had served only to highlight fundamental problems in the case against President Trump. House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes from California asked at one point in Tuesday's hearing to former National Security Council aide Tim Morrison, "Did anyone ever ask you to bribe or extort anyone at any time during your time in the White House?" "No," he said. U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine Kurt Volker, "No." Earlier in the day, National Security Council official Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman drew applause from spectators during his congressional testimony after he expressed his love for America before the House Intelligence Committee. Vindman's personal story: he was brought with his twin brother to the U.S. from Russia at age 3. He's a decorated military service, years of work as a Ukraine expert, is compelling to read on a piece of paper, and it was that much more compelling to hear him relate his life journey in his opening statement while wearing the uniform of the U.S. Army. Jennifer Williams, a member of Vice President Mike Pence's staff, also testified about that July 25th call. She said, "As I testified then, I found the July 25th phone call unusual because, in contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter." Ambassador Gordon Sondland enters the House hearing room for televised testimony this morning. He's someone who could provide crucial testimony for either side, but whom both regard with suspicion. The two correctional officers on duty the night Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide were indicted Tuesday. The charges include falsifying government documents. The two correctional officers, Tova Noel and Michael Thomas, were charged with making false records and conspiring to make false records and to defraud the United States by impairing the lawful functions of the Metropolitan Correctional Center, a Manhattan detention facility that houses federal inmates. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was co-founder of the Trinitarians with St. John of Matha. Our quote of the day: as the family goes, so goes the nation, and so goes the whole world in which we live. St. Pope John Paul II. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Crusade Channel is proud to announce an innovation in radio, 5-Minute Mysteries, a weekly radio serial that will present an original mystery drama written and voiced by acclaimed British novelist Fiorella De Maria and narrated by yours truly. But what makes the 5-Minute Mysteries unique? The audience gets to solve the mystery.
Mystery, the word as defined by Webster's, means any religious doctrine or body of doctrines. It seems above human comprehension.
Each 5-Minute Mystery presents a chilling tale that's entirely left up to listeners to solve. That means you.
Lorena woke up with the mother of all hangovers. It was her own silly fault, of course. But it had been such a wonderful party, a bit too wonderful by the roaring headache she had. It had been her friend Martin's 40th birthday.
The 5-Minute Mystery Fun begins every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern during the Mike Church Show. Episodes will be available for online listening and download to premium Founders Pass members every Friday evening. The 5-Minute Mystery Series, heard exclusively on the Crusade Channel and CrusadeChannel.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Felix of Valois, hermit and co-founder of the Trinitarians with Saint John of Matha. He lived as a recluse at Cerfroid, France, and in 1198 received approval from the Holy See for the Order of the Most Holy Trinity to ransom captives from the Moors. Felix founded St. Mathburn Convent in Paris while he was in his 70s. He died in Cerfroid on November 4th. In 1969, his feast was confined to local calendars. The House passed a short-term spending bill Tuesday. It would keep federal agencies running for yet another month in hopes the additional time will help negotiators wrap up more than $1.4 trillion in unfinished appropriation bills. The bill would avert a Thanksgiving government shutdown, but it does open the door to a possible shutdown just before Christmas. Sweden has dropped a rape investigation involving WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, prosecutors announced Tuesday. Officials said the evidence against Assange has weakened due to the long period of time that has elapsed since the alleged incident. According to Eva Marie Persson, she's the deputy director of public prosecution, she said, "I would like to emphasize that the injured party has submitted a credible and reliable version of events. Her statements have been coherent, extensive, and detailed. However, my overall assessment is that the evidential situation has been weakened to such an extent that there is no longer any reason to continue the investigation." Kraft Heinz Food Company has issued a voluntary recall of three varieties of their Breakstone cottage cheese products due to potential contamination of metal and plastic pieces. The company announced that approximately 9,500 cases of its cottage cheese are being recalled due to contamination concerns, which it says have been introduced during production. The recall comes after a customer notified the company they found a piece of red plastic in a container of cottage cheese. So far, Kraft Heinz reports there have been 6 consumer complaints of contamination, but no reports of injury or illness related to the issue. Included in the recall, Breakstone's 2% milk, low-fat, large curd cottage cheese, as well as their small and large curd 4% milk fat. All three of the recalled batches are marked with a use date of use by December 10th, 2019. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.